Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
So listen, what do I say about my guest who's live in the studio with me, all right? He took a little bit of a break from music, but he's back. And you know what? He's hit the ground running. He's dropped tracks like Bounce, Visually Shocked that we just heard earlier on, and the new one, it's called Tip Top. And I'm so glad that he's made it down to the studio. So give it up and show some love for a man like Meshi Sandhu. Yo, bro.
Yes, yes. What's happening, Akshay?
It's all good, man. I'm so glad that you made the trip down to the studio. Where have you travelled from?
Leamington Spa.
Not too far, then.
Not far at all. It's only about an hour.
It's fine. We're literally neighbours, man.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it so much.
It's all good, man. You tipped up?
Tip top, feeling tip top, ready for it.
I hope you are, man. I hope you are. But you know what? In the introduction, you know, I talked about your comeback. And you know, we talked last year when Bounce dropped.
Yep.
About the fact that you're taking a little break from music, but you're back. So I guess you know, let's for anybody who missed that chit chat, you know, let's just kind of get into really quickly and briefly. You know, why the little break from music? What happened?
So previously, when I came out with my first initial songs, Dil Mangdi Piche Piche, I was signed to VIP Records, and I was working with the Dark MC at the time, Angel. And when we released those sort of songs, like the response that we got worldwide was amazing, and we had so many other projects lined up with VIP Records. And and the late Vips, who has now sadly passed away, he goes, bro, look, we've got so many projects lined up and stuff. And what happens? I get into a relationship. We decide that we're going to get married. I decide to relocate. Before you know it, 6 years gone by. And then after that, when I'm ready to release, Tip Top was actually supposed to be my comeback track after that gap. Yeah. However, then COVID came by. And then that just six became 9 years, and then here we are. So we reevaluated on what we're going to come out with for my comeback release after those 9 long years. So we chose Bounce as my comeback project. Then we had Visually Shocked lined up straight after that. And then, yeah, so Tip Top, we've just released it last week.
There we go, man. You've had a busy time off, and we get it, you know, married, bought a house, bought a second house.
But you know what it is? I never lost touch with music.
Yeah.
I carried on doing my music.
Yeah.
So Tip Top was actually recorded whilst I was taking that gap.
Yeah.
But we just put that on the back burner while I was working on new projects with DJ Lion.
Yeah.
So he's the brains behind the production work for Bounce, Visually Shocked. If anything, it was Roach Killer who suggested, you know what, your comeback project has to be Bounce.
Okay.
He's not one of those artists who's like, oh, this is the track that we've worked on, you have to come out. He was the one who actually said, you know what, do Bounce as your comeback project because that's a bad track.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, let's reevaluate this. And I think you're right, let's do that. Let's work back to front. So that's how we did it.
Now, you've been back almost a year, you know, 3 big releases under your belt, you know. How do you feel, man? You know, what was the reception on the tracks? Does it feel like you never left?
Mate, you know what it was? I feel like, because I had so much of a gap, I almost felt like I'm a totally different person.
Yeah.
Because I was used to sort of performing on stage, being in studios and stuff like that. And then when sort of COVID hit, not forgetting about the 6 years that I've already had, when COVID hit, it was like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
But like, I can't even go to the studio sort of thing now. It was just like, it was like hitting the reset button. So I'm resetting the button. And now the way I've come back into the industry is I'm a solo artist. I'm not signed to a label anymore, so I'm free to work and operate how I want to with whoever I want to, which is fine because it gives me full flexibility of what I want to do and how I want to do it.
Yeah.
Not saying that there's anything wrong with being signed to a record label,
yeah.
But that's just my preference now.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot more hard work that you're doing,
yeah.
And especially whilst I've been out of action, there's been a lot of changes in the music industry as well, not only with the sound. It's just about putting your content on social media constantly, yeah. And just keeping up with time, just showing your followers and your fans what you're up to, something's coming up and stuff. So there's been a lot of changes,
yeah.
And I'll admit that, but yeah, I just feel like a fresh new person now.
Well, do you know what? Like I said, you know, it's almost been a year since you've been back in the game, and you know, as I said, three big tracks under the belt, and craziness, you walked away with an award, you know what I mean, last year, man.
Yeah, yeah, that was the first time I met you.
That was the first time that we met. I mean, again, that must be a big confidence boost for, you know, coming back on the scene, man. That must have kind of cemented for you. It's like, yeah, do you know what, I'm going the right direction.
I think the tracks just speak for itself. Not just being able to win the award, just being nominated alone is a big thing as it is. And big up respect to all the nominees for the UK Bhangra Awards 2023. Obviously, their hard work has been recognised, but being able to win not just the best male singer for 2023, I was also awarded for the best video of 2023, which was for Bounce.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's just all my effort. It's a team collective effort that has gone into it. And with the video, Ricky MK, the director who shot the video, he was the brain behind all the concept of the video. So big up to Ricky MK.
Yeah. Now, you know, when you were planning the comeback, did you have a direction on the kind of sound that you wanted to bring forward?
I did and I didn't, because I had songs that were already ready.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, Tip Top was that song that I had prepared initially for my comeback project.
Yeah.
And I just liked the name of the song, which was Tip Top, Man's Back.
Yeah.
But because we reevaluated, and because when I spoke to Lion for the projects that we're doing for Bounce and Bidgley Shock, that was the sound that was in then. So that's why we had to reevaluate everything. So whatever we had initially planned, we scrapped that and we start from fresh again. So with Bounce, I didn't know what the idea on how the song was going to sound. I just told Lion, I goes, look, this is the sort of vibe that I want, a party sort of vibe, a club hard hitting song. He goes, okay, what I think you should do, a song that something that everyone can just bounce to.
Yeah.
I goes, that's it. That's what I'm looking for. Bounce. I goes, let's keep that. And we're going to call the track Bounce.
Yeah.
So I just started writing around that. I got something down and I showed Lion. I goes, what do you think about this? He goes, bro, I'm feeling this. He goes, let's lay a guide vocal down right now. So we put the guide vocal down. I took it away and wrote more around it and added a bit of a traditional bully, which is the Jindamahi bit in there. And then, yeah, the amount of love that was shown for it, because it's not just a pop sort of dance track. It brings it to that traditional element as well. So when somebody who's least expecting the Jindamahi or the traditional bully to come in there is like, wait a sec, what is this? So yeah, it's been great feedback worldwide so far.
Well, we're going to get into that track, Bounce, but you know what? You're here in the studio before we drop that track. Hit us up with a few lines, man.
So this is Bounce, which we released as my comeback project last year. And it goes a bit like this. ਹਾਂ ਦਾਰੂ ਚੱਲਦੀ ਏ ਨੀਟ ਵੱਜੇ ਲਾਂਦੀ ਏ ਬੀਟ ਚੱਲਦੀ ਏ ਨੀਟ ਵੱਜੇ ਲਾਂਦੀ ਏ ਬੀਟ ਅੱਜ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੂਡ ਬਣਿਆ ਹਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੀ ਮੂਡ ਬਣਿਆ ਗੱਲ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੜੀ ਬਲੋ ਕਰੀ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਆਰੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੜੀ ਬਲੋ ਕਰੀ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਆਰੀ ਅੱਜ ਨੱਚਣੇ ਦਾ ਮੂਡ ਬਣਿਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੀ ਮੂਡ ਬਣਿਆ ਕਾਲੀ ਕਾਲੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਲਿਟ ਮੱਚਦੀ ਤੂੰ ਐਵਰੀ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਕਾਲੀ ਕਾਲੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਲਿਟ Machditu, Munde kare dene bounce, let's go! This is Cerberus. Cerberus Radio. Cerberus Radio.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
Meshi!
Yo!
Bro, you absolutely smashed it here in my hometown of Leicester at the Miller, man. We're going to talk about that, man.
Thank you so much.
I wasn't there, but I saw the videos, man. You know, the crowd loved you, man. You know, how did it feel getting back out there on stage, man, in front of people? Well, you know, were there nerves? I mean, you know, sometimes nerves are good. Do you know what? It gives you that energy.
Yeah, bruv. You know what it was? I think when it was... when I came out with the songs, and then I thought, okay, the songs are out now. Now the live booking, and I haven't done live events for a long time. And I thought, okay, cool. Let's get ready to jump back on stage and start entertaining again. I think it was the first one. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Middlesbrough. Wembley was the first one. Then it was Middlesbrough, if I'm not wrong, and then followed by Leicester. So I was already. I had already warmed up with those few events. But yeah, Leicester was a vibe, man. Leicester was a vibe. The crowd was just something else. And I wasn't even expecting it. So every town, each town that I've done the Mille at, everyone's got their sort of own sort of crowd. But Leicester, Leicester's Asian Central though, isn't it?
There we go, man.
Everyone is just feeling it. And not even just Asian people. Yeah. Even like the white British people in the front, they were just loving it and vibing and everyone just enjoying themselves. And I thought, wow, I wasn't expecting this. And the crowd was full. It was packed, rammed. But yeah, it was an absolute vibe.
There we go. And I tell you what is a vibe, Meshi, is the new track, Tip Top. So let's get into it, man.
Thank you so much.
And now, you know, you kind of touched upon, you know, the fact that this track was meant to be your kind of initial comeback tune. So just give us a bit of kind of history, a bit of context around this track, man.
So Tip Top was actually produced by Roach Killer. So yeah, me and Roach, we go back a number of years. And so this was the actual first project me and Roach worked on.
Yeah.
So I had an idea written down.
How did that initial collaboration with Roach happen?
So when me and Roach, we've done performances and gigs together since back in the day. And then when I took a break out of the industry, we just lost touch. And then when I was ready to rock and roll again, I just hit him up. I goes, bro, what are you saying? I'm in Leamington. Because initially I used to live in Reading.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a commute back and forth. So when I moved to Leamington, I go, bro, I'm Midlands local now. He goes, bro, just hit me up and let's go from there. So I had an idea already that I had, Tip Top. And it was a song that I showed to a songwriter to help me out finish the song because I was struggling a bit on it. And I showed the songwriter, and he finished it off for me. And then what we had, like I was quite happy with what we had. So when I went to the studio, met with Roach, I showed it to Roach, and he goes, "Bro, I'm actually feeling this song." And just the title of the song, "Tip Top," that's just a statement on its own. So he goes, "Let's work with it." So we laid down the guide vocals, and then what I like about Roach is he turns around music quick, and it's not the sort of he doesn't work in the sense of he turns it around just to get it over and done with. He wants to know that you're happy so he can carry on to the next stages.
Yeah.
So if there's anything in particular that you're not feeling, he's happy and open to your feedback and your own input. So me and Roach, like, we gel quite well in the studio. So when he sent me what he had laid down, I was like, bruv, I'm actually feeling this. It was like fire emojis on my phone straight away, alarm bells ringing and everything. I go, bruv, this is a vibe. I wasn't even planning for that song to be going in that direction.
Yeah.
So when he sent that to me, he goes, bruv, you don't even know what I've got planned for this. I thought, okay, cool. I'll let you carry on with that. Once you're done, send it back to me and we'll take it from there. So when he sent it back to me, he goes, bruv, the track's finished. There's nothing else that you need to do to this. So I heard it and I was just gobsmacked. I goes, bruv, I'm happy with this. There's nothing else that needs to be done. Don't even touch it anymore. And let's just master it. And then yeah, so we finished that track. We've got a few more other tracks that we've worked on. So we're just planning as and when we get around to those. But that was the track that we were supposed to come out with in 2019 when COVID hit, but then everything shut down then. So they say things happen in a in a weird way, mm-hmm. right? Things happen in a weird way, because if I had initially planned for that video to be shot back then we may not have as much of a great video as we've got now.
Yeah.
Because it just so happened when we were planning for this video now for Tip Top, we were looking for a mother role and a father role to feature in the, because we've got that line in there, Munda ho gaya jawana be labdi akuri.
Yeah.
Your parents are looking for a rista for you. And we were looking for a mother and a father role. And we were thinking, okay, who should we get? There was a few actors that Ricky MK, the director, had initiated. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. He goes, bruv, I just had an idea. The team from India are down shooting Carry On Jatta 3. Do you mind if I ask Bala? I go, bruv, that's not even a question to ask me. I go, that's not even a question to ask me. I'm not going to say no. I go, let's just go for it. What's the worst he's going to say? No, we're back to square one. So we had conversations. He heard the track. He really liked the track. And he said, okay, cool. I'm happy to work. So we booked the venue, the location. We set a date. And when we pulled up, he turned up as well, and the housekeeper of where we booked the location,
yeah.
he goes, oh, you again, because it just so happened Carry On Jatta 3 was shot in that house
no!
a week before,
no!
and I didn't even know that, totally oblivious to it, right? I didn't even know that. And he then said, oh yeah, I was here a week before, and we were shooting Carry On Jatta 3. I was like, no way. So some of the scenes that you see in Tip Top,
yeah.
they might look a bit more familiar
yeah.
for anyone who has already seen Carry On Jatta 3, because yeah. it's the same front room, bedrooms, garden and everything. But yeah, it was good. If anything, he directed most of the video himself, because he was telling, he was explaining to Ricky, the director, he was saying, okay, go then take a shot over my shoulder. Go take a long shot, take a close-up shot. Now I'm going to do this again, take a shot from here. And it was brilliant. But if anything, it's a God's gift,
yeah.
because seeing Jaswinder Singh, seeing Jaswinder Bhalla on TV from a young age, doing his comedy sketches,
yeah.
His films, and then now he's featuring in my video,
yeah.
is a big thing, because an icon like Jaswinder Bhalla, having him in my video for Tip Top. I can only count my stars, basically.
Absolutely. Like you said, you know, everything happens for a reason, and you know, and everything happens when it's meant to happen.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, brother, blessed, and everything is going in the right direction. Everything is tip top, my brother.
Everything is tip top.
It is tip top. It is the track of the moment. Everybody go check out the video. It is a lot of fun. Tip Top is out. You know, it's getting a lot of love here on the station. But I know you're always kind of busy working on new material. We're only at the beginning of the year, my brother. What else can we expect from you, man, for the rest of this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a busy year. So me and Roach, we've already got songs that are ready. In fact, I was just texting him yesterday. Have a safe flight. I'll catch you when you're back. And we'll just get back into the studio, and we're ready to make more music.
Are we going to see more kind of more tracks on a poppy vibe from you? Is that again? I know we talked about this earlier. Is that the kind of direction you want to go in?
Yeah. So we've done songs to cover all genres.
Okay.
We've got a sad song that's already done. We've got a summer song that's already prepared.
Okay.
I think the next one that we want to go down is I think another. Party hard
yeah.
sort of club vibe.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see what Roach has got, and then we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. You know what, Meshi, love everything that you're doing, and it's, you know, there is a danger when you've been out of the scene for so long to look at what everybody else is doing, and music has changed so much, and
a lot,
you know,
it's
got a lot more edgier, it's got a lot more kind of grittier, you know.
Yeah.
And there is a danger, you know, for an artist to go, oh well, maybe this is, I gotta do that. But I love the fact and respect that you're staying in your lane, and you're doing, you know, the music that, that, you know, that, that comes naturally to you, and you're not trying to be fake or copy anybody else. You're in your lane, and you know, you're doing your thing, and you know what, and the proof is there, man, bro. You know what I mean? It's, people are loving it.
Absolutely. You know what, sometimes it's not necessarily a bad thing to follow with the times, with the trend of music that that's actually happening and playing. Sometimes it's a good thing, but being a solo artist gives me the flexibility of what I want to do, how I want to do it, and when I want to release it. So I'm absolutely happy with that. So I'm doing work that I actually enjoy doing, not necessarily following with the trend of music in this day and age. However, saying that, I will be making music that is trending in this day and age, but I'll be putting my own twist to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of music has been commercialized in sort of urban ways. There's a lot more sort of urban fixes to it. There's a lot more sort of gang-related sort of songs.
Okay.
Putting it in a nice sort of simple way of understanding it.
Yeah.
And some of those songs are good, and I do listen to it.
Yeah.
Right. In this day and age, music has changed so much, especially when the likes of your Karanoj Labaji has come and has released his music. Sidhu Moosewala, he just totally changed the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Deep Jandu from Canada with those sort of vibes. I mean, they've absolutely changed music over the years, and the sort of music that's playing in this day and age, a lot more younger people are listening to it and enjoying it, and getting that sort of Punjabi feel, that kitsch, that pull towards Punjabi music, which is great, because that's what we need. A lot more youngsters, a lot more Punjabis, Asian people listening and sticking to their culture, regardless of what sort of music it is. At least you need to stick to your roots, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Meshi, deep words right here on Saras Radio. Listen, brother, keep doing your thing. We're loving it. Love and support for you. Come back and speak to us. Like I said, man, you're only down the road, man. Leamington ain't that far. Before we wrap things up, man, for everybody locked in right now, man, what do you want to say?
So this is check out my new single, Tip Top. Roach Music, Roach Killer Music behind the production. And just keep sharing your love and your support, and keep listening to Sabras Radio.
Yeah, and you know what? You're here. Let's get a few lines off Tip Top, man, before we go into it.
Yeah. So Tip Top goes a bit like this. Ha, sara kuch rab ne ditta hai, na koi kise na fraud kita hai, assi yari piche jaan warid hai, rehnda asla vi load kita hai. ਬਸ ਇੱਕ ਰਹਿਣ ਦੀ ਕਮੀ ਖਾਲਦੀ ਉਂਜਾ ਫੈਨ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਦੇਸੀ ਪੋਪ ਦਾ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਟਿਪ ਟੋਪ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਪੱਟਣਾ ਪਟੋਲਾ ਟੋਪ ਦਾ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਟਿਪ ਟੋਪ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਪੱਟਣਾ ਪਟੋਲਾ ਟੋਪ ਦਾ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਟਿਪ ਟੋਪ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਪੱਟਣਾ ਪਟੋਲਾ ਟੋਪ ਦਾ
ਅਕਸ਼ੈ ਵਿਦ ਡੈਜ਼ੀ ਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਸਬਰਸ ਰੇਡੀਓ